Thank you, Pastor Ramesh, and his wonderful wife, Elsie. Elsie or Elise? There's an Elise sitting behind you. That's why I have to be very careful. Elsie, Elise. Amen. We need to be very careful when we say women's names. Huh? Yeah. I've learned. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be with you, and it's an honor to be part of Catch the Fire campus. You call it campus. I like that. And I want to thank God for this opportunity, and I also thank Pastor Ramesh for trusting what God would do in me and through me. Hallelujah. It's good to see many friends who have come. Thank you very much. Yes, I have been walking with the Lord for about 30 years. When I came to the Lord, this was in 1981. I was doing a course called MBA. In those days, that was the best course India was offering. Recently, I met with some of my classmates. They are top CEOs of companies in India, making millions of Indian money. Amen. So I went and I had a time with them. They were all talking about their achievements. I was just sitting there. All of them were having a beer or a whiskey or a brandy. I mean, that's their style. Hallelujah. I mean, anybody can be spiritual. Yeah, I mean, I was spirit-filled, but they were another spirit. Hallelujah. So I said, guys, yes, fine. So finally they said, so Peter Kumar, we heard you're a padri. I mean, that's how Indians think. So what do you do? I said, yes, this month I made about 6 people walk out of wheelchairs. 3 cancers were healed. 12 deaf ears are opened. They just stopped. And then I said, every year I go to about 30 countries. They put their glass down. I told what God can make me. They were talking about what their job can make them, what their house can make them, what their dog can make them. People can boast about anything, my brother, my sister. But when I shared my life, at least 3 of them cried. And they came and hugged me and they said, whatever happens, Peter Kumar, don't stop doing what your God tells you to do. Whatever happens, Peter Kumar, don't stop doing what your God wants you to do. So here is a man. Who is he? Don't stop doing what your God tells you to do. My brother, my sister, yes. Because of that, maybe God is taking me to many countries. This year, I've already touched 27 countries. So some of you go to your office and come back. Your anointing takes you there, brings you back. My anointing takes you to many places. Hallelujah. So some of us need to ask, is he leading the right life or am I leading the right life? Are you with me? Please, I mean, this morning the Lord woke me up and he said, Peter Kumar, I want this church to learn how to break every barrier. To learn to break every barrier. And few things the Lord told me. He said, I'm moving them out of this place. I didn't even know you were meeting in a room like this. And the Lord told me, I'm giving them a center, not a church, a center. A center. So what I heard from the Lord, I heard Pastor Ramesh say, a center. And the Lord wants me to say that this church needs to believe in multiplication. Hallelujah. In multiplication. My brother, my sister, yes, when I began to speak in a Western nation, they needed a translator. A translator. My English to their English. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth. I've come a long way. They didn't want to embarrass me, but they told me, Peter Kumar, we don't understand any word you speak. So I said, get a translator, an interpreter. Sorry, not an interrupter, an interpreter. That's how I began. But today, yes, my brother, my sister, my God is raising me up, breaking every barrier. An extension of the missionary story. Can I say that, sir? This is not an Indian version. So after the pigs, the missionary looks at Pablo and says, "So Pablo, if God gives you $1 million, will you give $50,000 to the work of the Lord?" So Pablo says, "Why not? Yes!" And the missionary has a heart attack and dies. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, this morning, yes, say that, breaking barriers. One more time. One more time. One more time. The scripture the Lord put in my spirit is found in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 17. Deuteronomy 33 verse 17. Where the Bible talks about a man called Joseph. And the Bible says he has the ability to gore nations. The Bible talks of Joseph as a man like a bull. Some Bibles call him a rhinoceros. Everybody is talking about a man in a pit or a prison, but God talks about a man who's become like a rhinoceros. Hello? Yes, everybody wants Joseph to be in the pit or the prison. Joseph would laugh at you. And then the Bible says, there are tens and thousands, a power of multiplication. A power of multiplication. If you are a Christian, and if you have anything to do with the Holy Spirit, then you need to become a person who will break every barrier. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, the anointing breaks every yoke. The anointing breaks every yoke. And the anointing has to break every yoke in your life and my life. I had plans to take up a nice job, to start businesses, and going around the world. Every average Indian, that's how he will think. I need a job. I need a job. I need a job. I lived in New Zealand. Every average Kiwi will say, "I need welfare." Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, that's how they are. That's how they are. Canadians, I don't know. I'll get to you soon. Yeah, I was in Montreal. I asked a lady, "Sister, how are you?" She said, "By the grace of God, I'm under welfare." I said, "You don't need the grace of God to be under welfare." I said, "Yes, I mean, if you need the grace of God, that's for a different measure." But breaking barriers. The Lord told me, "Peter Kumar, this church will break barriers." Hallelujah. This church will break barriers. I want to share a few things very briefly. Can you put the first slide, sir? See, the Bible, when Joseph's father prophesied over him, you go home and check. It's found in the book of Genesis chapter 49. His father said, "Joseph, you are a fruitful vine." His father did not see Joseph as a bull, as a rhinoceros who will break every barrier. His father said, "You are a fruitful vine. The archers will come against you. So many things will come against you, Joseph, but you will prevail." From becoming a fruitful vine, the man, he developed abilities to become somebody who would gore nations. Today people ask me, "Peter Kumar, what is my call? What is my anointing? What is my gifting?" And then I smile and I ask them, "What would you like to become? What would you like to become?" Because you talk of things which will make you. If you don't understand, they will make you. You will enjoy your life with goosebumps. And soon the goosebumps will disappear. So I asked them a simple question. God took me from India to New Zealand. I asked him, "Why do you do this?" He said two things. He said, you have been faithful in Jerusalem, India. I used to travel so much in India. I've lived in most of the big cities in India. Then he said, you've been faithful to me in Judea. By then I started traveling to all the Asian nations. Then he said, you have been faithful to me in Samaria. Now you're going to be faithful to me in the uttermost part of the world. I didn't understand why he said the uttermost part of the world. But when I landed in New Zealand, I found that New Zealand is the uttermost part of the world. Some of you are happy, at least Canada isn't. Hallelujah. We don't know where Canada features. See, the first ray of the sun, it falls in New Zealand. There is a point in New Zealand which is the uttermost part of the world. If you go there, there's a signboard. This is the end of the world. Kiwis are smart. You get there, they'll push you. Hallelujah. Becoming. I needed to understand that in the plan of God, I am breaking barriers. In the plan of God, from just being a fruitful vine, I'm also becoming a person who can impact, who can influence. I live in the US. I get so many calls from people. All that I hear is, Peter Kumar, I am impacted by my circumstance. I am impacted by my circumstance. I am impacted by my circumstance. Oh, my husband. Oh, my daughter. Oh, my daughter-in-law. Oh, my neighbor. Oh, my church. And I'm thinking, what is happening to God's people? When I ask God, God says, Peter Kumar, you have a choice. Either you learn to impact everything around you, or you let everything impact you. You learn to impact everything around you, or you let everything around you impact you. Do you like what I'm talking? Do you understand my English? Do you need a translator? I've improved, Pastor Ramesh. A little kid called Tom, his mom started taking him to church. He started falling in love with the church. So every Sunday, after he comes home from church, he would stand on a couch and he would begin to preach exactly like the pastor. Mom was very pleased. And then, breaking barriers, after a while, Tom would put his cat on another couch and he would stand on his pulpit and he will preach to the cat. Mom was more pleased. One Sunday, Tom came home from church, went straight to the bathroom and started filling the bathtub. Mom was in the kitchen cooking. After a while, Mom heard the cat squealing and screaming for life. She ran, and by then Tom had put the cat underwater. Mom said, Tom, what are you doing? Tom said, Mom, I'm baptizing the cat. Mom said, don't you know cats do not love water? They hate water. Tom said, who cares? He should have thought about it before he became a member of my church. The next slide. From being a fruitful vine, God calls you to become one who goes nations. An ability. My brother, my sister, an ability. You can pray for the ability. You can fast for the ability. You can receive 21,000 prophecies. Yeah, you are in a place where prophecy is available, right? True or not? Don't look at me like that, please. You have a reputation. I don't have. Catch the fire. Everybody knows. Peter Kumar, who's that guy? But see, please, you have to develop abilities. You have to ask God, am I going to allow circumstances to dictate to me all my life? It took a lot of time for people to learn. You can sit in any position, my brother, my sister. You can sit in any high position. Esther became a queen. The king asked her, would you like to have part of the kingdom? She says, what about Haman? The king says, who's Haman? Who's Haman? So now Esther is presenting a portrait of Haman. Oh, the ghost who walks, the ghost who follows me. So she introduced Haman as her biggest problem to the king. My brother, my sister, yes, many of us, we thirst, we hunger for the presence of God. We move in the power of God, but still we do not have the ability to break every barrier. Joseph had a choice. Am I going to be just a fruitful vine, or am I going to become? Am I going to just be a fruitful vine, or am I going to become? The next slide, sir. The next slide. Amen. It takes the time. What the Lord shows you will make you become what God wants you to become. I don't know whether it's correct English. My wife is British, Indian British. She always corrects me. I called her and told her, can you do this PowerPoint this morning? She thought this was appropriate English. I don't think. Do you think it's good English? Let's give credit to my wife. Hallelujah. But listen, my brother, my sister, Joseph was a person who constantly saw. So what do you mean by seeing? When you see, you have to become. Otherwise, don't see. The moment you begin to see, then you become. You become. You become. Jesus showed himself to some people. Immediately said, he's the Messiah. So Jesus said, follow me and become like me. See, the seeing will make you. Joseph saw certain things. He declared it to his brothers. They put him in the pit. Joseph saw certain things in the prison. They put him in the palace. Joseph saw certain things in the palace. They gave him the whole wealth of the nation. Today, many of us, we have a work mentality. I need to work for it. I need to work for it. I need to work for it. Nothing wrong in working. But while you work, my brother, my sister, you see. While you work, you see. While you pray, you see. People tell me, I just finished 40 days of prayer. I said, excellent. So what did you see? Oh, they're calling me to the next conference, 80 days of prayer. So people like to go from conference to conference. That's what you see? Peter Kumara, you got an awesome word. Amen. What did you see? Can you also pray? I need confirmation. I was in Indonesia. In Indonesia, they have these witch doctors. They also prophesy. I was preaching in a church. Any Indonesian here? They call them dukuns. So I told a lady. She said, my dukun also says like that. I said, next time you ask your dukun what he says and then come to me, I will confirm it. Hallelujah. I told her, what's the use? See, that's how people are. They receive one prophecy and they want 21 confirmations. Imagine God said 21 times, let there be earth. 21 earths. Hallelujah. Please, I mean, I prophesy over many people. People who know me, they know Peter Kumar prophesies. But I'm still waiting for people to become. I'm waiting for people to become. I was in this French nation. It's called New Caledonia. I love these translators, interpreters. So I'm moving and he's also moving. And I'm talking about Elijah and Elisha. So at one point of time, I said, if you da-da-da-da-da-da, you will have a double portion, a great anointing. And I don't understand what this French guy said. So all the women got up and they clapped and they twirled and they danced and they sat down. I said, what did I say? And why only women? Anyway, when I finish my sermon, I go and sit beside the pastor. The pastor says, Peter Kumar, it was awesome. I said, Pastor, yes, I think God moved, But I didn't understand why the women stood up and he said, "Oh, that's not your mistake, that's the interpreter's mistake." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Peter Kumar, you were talking about Elijah and Elisha, and you said if you do certain things, you will receive a double portion, a double anointing. But the guy by mistake said, if you do da 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 da, you will have two husbands." So church, listen. Listen, please don't be too ambitious this morning. Amen. What Joseph saw, my brother, my sister, you can see many things. If you go into my website, please. I mean, I come from the other part of the world. People think all the prophets are sitting in America and now they're all coming into Canada, true or not. But there are a few left in New Zealand and Australia. Please be kind to them. They are good people. About 7 years back, God told me, "Peter Kumar, tell the churches in America to prepare for a financial crisis." I'm sitting in New Zealand. I used to come to America. In many churches I preached, they laughed at me. Well, pastor told me, "You come from a poor country. You don't understand prosperity." I said, "You don't understand what I see." Today that pastor is sitting in a wheelchair. He lost his house, lost his church. Please, you see and you tell people to become. Joseph saw his brothers and said, "Guys, why don't you become?" They dug a pit and they put him in. But still he said, "Guys, you need to become." Whatever he saw, my brother, my sister, whatever he saw, 4 years back, God told me the Canadian dollar will be stronger than the US dollar. The US people didn't like that also. Please don't tell them, I need to go back, right? God showed me the Australian dollar will become stronger. See, some of us, we spend a lot of time asking God to show us. If you go into YouTube, you will see how God showed things about the US elections, the president there, about nations, about Canada, about Australia. Because see, if you want to see, God will make you see. But if you see, then you have to become. As soon as Joseph saw, Pharaoh said, "There's no one like you who can see and become." It's not just seeing, it's also becoming. It's not seeing, it's also becoming. Today, many of us develop an ability. See, we increase in ability to see. But I'm challenging myself. If I can challenge myself, I can challenge you. Seeing beyond. Seeing beyond. This whole year, I've been speaking about the power of multiplication. And the Lord told me, "Peter Kumar, now the church has to become a blessing." But now, many churches are getting shut in the US. Now, pastors are taking pay cuts. Now, Christians are getting broke. Now, Christian marriages are breaking. Now, Christian young people are in drugs and prison. But God's agenda is different. If Christians don't become a blessing now, when are they going to become? I was in a church. I prophesied over a lady. "You will go to Israel." She came running to me, hugged me and kissed me and said, "How did you know I have Jewish blood?" I said, "I don't know, ma'am. Prepare yourself to go to Israel." She kissed me. Hello? My wife is not here, sir. I can get her. But then, listen, the pastor got up and said, "Peter Kumar's prophecy was awesome, but I can tell you some of them will be fulfilled before Christ comes, and some of them will be fulfilled in the season of millennium." And he looked at the lady and said, "I know you don't have the money to go to Israel. So when Jesus comes and he establishes kingdom and the 1,000-year rule, I don't know when Jesus is the king, whether there will be Jerusalem, Indonesia, India, what do you think? It's going to be one kingdom, hallelujah. I asked the pastor, why did you do that? He said, Peter Kumar, I cannot raise people's hopes. Now please, hello, I live in your same world, hallelujah. I'm not a kangaroo. Today, we receive prophecies. I mean, I receive prophecy, and immediately I want to step into that. I see things. I see things. I see things. I see things to myself. I see things to my wife. I see things over my children. I have a son, 20 years old. I told him, you will be an evangelist and you will be having a greater ministry than me. He said, I hate you. I hate your God. I said, that's okay. It's okay. That's okay. You can hate me. You can hate God. Then he told me, you should hate God. I said, son, even before I produced you, I was walking with God. Hallelujah. So sorry, too late. How many of you understand children can talk like that? Then he said, I will put you to shame. I will embarrass you. I said, try. So he got into a lot of stuff, an American stuff. Hallelujah. So twice he came and stood with handcuffs. And the cops asked me, who are you? I said, I'm a pastor. And they mocked at me, a pastor's son in handcuffs. I smiled and said, making of a great evangelist. Today, he preaches to me, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand, please. See, if you don't see, and if you don't declare, my brother, my sister, seeing beyond. The king said, Joseph, your God has shown you. Your God has shown you. So why don't you become? Your God has shown you. Why don't you become? My brother, my sister, I can share so many testimonies. I did my MBA. The Lord called me for ministry. I had to give up everything and started walking with the Lord. Many times I asked the Lord, you've given me some substance about management. Why do I have to waste that whole knowledge? But the last 2 to 3 years, people have taken me as consultant to many companies. I don't work for them. They pay me. Do you like that? They pay my tickets. Yesterday, a Canadian man said, your ministry has blessed me. So from now on, I'm praying that every time you come into Canada, wherever you go, I'm going to take care of your tickets. I like that. Wow. So please, if God tells you go to Timbuktu, find the person who can pay your ticket. Very easy. Learn, see, become. Learn, see, become. Because my brother, my sister, well, recently the Lord spoke to me. I mean, I have a friendship with God. Most of you have that. He asked me, Peter Kumar, I'm working in your life. I liked what Elsie said. He is here. He is with us. So I said, I'm working in your life. I said, I know that. Then he said, Peter Kumar, you need to tell me how I should continue to work in your life. You need to tell me how I should continue. Now please see, I can be very spiritual. Lord, your will, Lord, whatever you think, Lord, whatever the throne room declares, Lord, can you check with Gabriel, Lord? Lord, I am not very spiritual. I ask the Lord straight, so tell me, I don't understand what you're asking. He said, Peter Kumar, I can work with you all the time trying to solve all your problems. You have a problem with your mother-in-law, I can fix it. You have a problem with your knee, I can fix it. Your hair is falling, I can fix it. You don't understand the scriptures, I can fix it. You have a problem with your boss, because this is what you're asking me to do. Or, I have plans for you, hallelujah. I can work in that side so that you will step into those. I cried. 3 days I cried. 3 days I cried. I said, please, Lord, move over. Work on that side. Work on that side. Work on that side. Because I need to become. I need to become. I need to become. The next slide, sir. What you see will make you. What you reap will make you what God wants you to become. What you reap. My brother, my sister, learning to reap. Learning to reap. You need to know the outcome of your faith. You need to know what your anointing would produce. You need to know the destiny and the destination of your prayers. You need to know where relationships will take you. I get a lot of calls from young people. Peter Kumar, I'm in love. Please, I've heard that for 40 years. Then why do you call me? No, I need to know whether this love is okay. You should have checked before you fell in love. Now I'm very smart. Is it the first love? No, kind of 17th love. I like that, 17th love. First love is exciting. 17th love? Pastor Ramesh, what do you think of my 17th love? A relationship, what you call. People say, I'm in favor, I'm in favor. I'm so blessed. See, they will tell you about your destiny and your destination. Joseph reaped. Joseph took the harvest. I'm going around the world, talking to people, talking to business people, talking to people who have jobs. Most of the Christians who have jobs, we live only with our wage. We give our tithe, we give our offering, we give generously. But why don't we ever think, if I have a harvest, my life will change? Tithe, Jesus said, yes, God said, I will open the windows of heaven. I challenge Christians, you cannot give the same tithe every week. You cannot give the same tithe every month. If you give the same thing, see, automatic payment. Please, I live in your world. I don't come from a coconut tree. When you say automatic payment, that means you've decided that you're not going to receive anything more. Joseph saw some sheaves of grain. He was waiting. If that is from God, he will connect me with more sheaves. When Pharaoh saw the sheaves of grain, Joseph said, I need to be there. I need to be there. I need to be there. Please, he never applied for a job. He never went for an interview. He never said online, offline, in between. No. I am challenging myself, church. I don't know about you. I'm very spiritual. I talk to angels. I see the form of the Lord. I sit and talk to God. But I tell God, change me. When I took a stand that I will step into ministry, my brothers came and told me, you will be poor. When you are poor, don't come to our house. We will be embarrassed to tell you that you are my brother. That was the pit. That was the pit. I cried for 3 days. But today, I'm laughing at them. They asked me, I need to go to India. Can you give me some money? Hallelujah. What you reap. See, today, my brother, my sister, many of us, we don't know how to reap. I'm not talking only about money, relationships, love, family. Please, I mean, I've been married for 24 years. I tell my wife, you're my best friend. Normally, Indians don't say that. Many Indians, they will say, I think I love you. Hallelujah. Yeah. That means you won't understand anything, but just be with me. Africans are very different, right? You get up early in the morning, you cook for me, you take care of my children, you give them a shower, take them to school, bring them back, cook my supper. I will write a song about you. Hallelujah. What you reap will make you. Please. I don't have too much time. I want to spend more time in. If you do not reap, my brother, my sister, please. God always tells me, my people have understood how to sow, but they don't know how to shift the season. How to shift the season. Please, you either increase or you decrease. You either increase or you decrease. The next slide, sir. The next slide. The trend you set will transform the lives of people, breaking the power of decrease. The trend you set. There was a huge famine. The book of Genesis 47:23. In the season of famine, Joseph goes and gives seeds to his people and says, guys, if you don't know how to use these seeds to break the power of famine. Everybody would have laughed at him. Nobody would sow in famine. Nobody would expect a harvest in famine. Joseph would have just shut up. You don't have anything else. Make this work. Make this work. Make this work. It's a very powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing. Can you put the scripture, sir? Make this work. See, today, Christians ask me, so Peter, come on, this is the promise, this is the prophecy, this is the confirmation, this is my anointing, this is what I do, but still, how to make things work? Not that, sir. The book of Genesis, chapter 47, 23, yes. Understand today, here is seed for you. Sow it in the land. The next verse, sir, verse 24. He says, when the crop comes, I like that. In a season of famine, in a season of, at harvest, my Bible says, NIV says, when the crop comes. I've been talking in the American churches. Produce a harvest in the season of famine. They tell me, but Peter, come on, don't you understand the market? Don't you understand how the shares are dropping down? Don't you understand Wall Street is crashing? Let Wall Street crash. Who cares? Business people, they receive a prophecy. You will have two more businesses. They come to me and says, Peter, come on, the trend is saying I should not invest now. Then I tell them, why do you come to us? Why do you ask the Holy Spirit? Because God is not bothered about the trend. Moses changed, remember, he changed the trend. In one day, he produced the wealth to come into the hands of people. One day, 430 years, they lost it. Moses said, today, the transfer of wealth. He prepared the people to receive. It took 430 years for the people to believe that they can receive. When the harvest comes, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. My brother, my sister, I'm going to close in just 3 minutes. What am I trying to say? There will be barriers. Say that. There will be. One more time. One more time. God wants me to break every barrier. If you pray more, God will say, okay, break the barrier. Today, please, I am a very practical man. You don't need to agree with me. I met a lady in New Zealand. She came and told me, Peter Kumar, pray for my anointing. I said, okay, what do you do? She said, I'm an intercessor. I said, wow. And then she said, look at that mountain. And she said, 24 years, every morning, I would pack my sandwiches and take a drink. I would go there and sit on the mountain and pray for New Zealand, 24 years. She thought I would be very thrilled. On one side, I was very thrilled. But then I knew she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have children. She won't talk to anybody. She's having problems everywhere. So she chooses the mountain because nobody is there. So I told her, sister, awesome. But I'm going to impart a harvest into your life. She said, that's what I need, Peter Kumar. That's what I need. I said, but from tomorrow you will stop going to the mountain. Because people who go to hell are not on the mountain. They are down here. So 24 years you are prepared on the mountain. Now show yourself in a common place. She cried. She said, I can't, Peter Kumar. I said, you're scared. You're scared. This is an exit route or an escape route. So I said, pray that your husband would come back. She said, I hate him. I said, 24 years you've hated him. Now, ask him to come back. Your daughter wants to come back. Oh, I don't want her. I told her, sister, please. Become. My brother, my sister. Yes. Joseph. The pit. The prison. The palace. That didn't make Joseph a famine. It completely transformed his life. He could handle the pit. He could handle the prison. Yes. But the famine, people were perishing. People were perishing. It's a totally different game. Many of us say, but Peter Kumar, I can suffer. I can go into hardship, but I don't want others. Yes, that's self-persecution. We can do that. But when people perish, when people are walking in ignorance, when people are walking in darkness, my brother, my sister, you and me are the only solution in the hands of God. When we become a solution, we don't have time to go over our problems. I'm not saying we won't have problems. We will have many problems. But it is easy to tell yourself and tell God, from today, I'm a solution. Hallelujah. From today, I'm a solution. Some of you are still wondering. I never thought this man will speak like this. You have a $1 million question. So Peter Kumar, from where I am, what should I become? From where I am, what should I become? 3 steps. The first thing, my brother, my sister, it all begins by connecting with God. You tell God, I'm your son. Don't say, after all, I'm retired. God doesn't understand retirement at all. The man hasn't retired yet, hallelujah. And people who are serving with him, they haven't retired for millions of years. They haven't. So you go and say, I'm retired, he won't understand. Tell God, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Second question, ask God, what is happening in me and around me? Don't ask God, can I speak in tongues? Can I go and walk with the angels? He will let you do all that. You can have a cup of tea with angels every day. Desire those experiences, but ask him, what is happening to me now and happening around me? The third thing, how can I change myself so that everything around me changes? My daughter is in a university. Every week she calls me and says, Dad, my friend has a problem. Can you pray for her? That's a reputation. My daughter has built for me. You have a problem, check with my dad. You have a problem, check with my dad. My brother, my sister, God can make us. God can make us. But I need to tell God, from today, can you work on the other side? Can you work on the other side? I need to become, man. I need to become. If I become, my family will become. My finances will become. Whatever I sow, whatever I reap, it will become. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord?